Here, however, is where things get really interesting, because the progressive narrative now works to try to rehabilitate LBJ. After all, this is the LBJ who pushed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and so we hear it implied that LBJ underwent a sort of magnificent conversion. Here was a guy we hear who sort of was a backwoods bigot, but he transcended that past. He became somebody who underwent a moral transformation, a kind of arc of justice, you might say. And that's why he championed the Civil Rights Act. Why else would he? Why else would he? Now, I begin by noting that this notion that LBJ underwent a moral transformation is completely refuted by the actual way that LBJ talked and behaved. And I want to give two examples of this. I could give a dozen. This is a conversation between LBJ and Richard Russell. Richard Russell was LBJ's mentor, Southern segregationist Democrat. And LBJ says to Richard Russell, basically, the niggers. And you'll have to pardon my language. I'm going to use it a couple of times in my talk. Notice this is not my language. This is LBJ. Are getting very uppity. Very uppity. And he says, we got to do something about this. We got to give them a little something, but not enough to make a difference. And he's cajoling Richard Russell to join him in moving from a staunch segregationist position to a support for an earlier civil rights bill. This is before the Civil Rights Act of 64. But notice the language that he uses and notice the argument he makes. His argument is not, I've undergone a conversion, Richard. You need to see the light too. No. It's that I'm making a tactical move here to deal with some people who are getting, quote, uppity. This is LBJ. Now, you might say, well, that's in the 50s, before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and therefore I now want to fast forward to 1965. This is the year after the Civil Rights Act. And now I'm quoting from Robert Caro's biography of LBJ, a conversation between LBJ and his own chauffeur, a guy named Robert Parker. LBJ says to Parker, would you like me to call you chief or nigger? Parker says, why don't you call me my name? And LBJ says, listen up, nigger. As long as you're black, which you're going to be black every single day of your life, I'll call you what I goddamn want to call you. He goes, you better get used to it, nigger. Just act as if you are a piece of furniture. End quote. LBJ. Now, I mention this not to shock you. From LBJ's point of view, there was nothing shocking. This was the way he was. But I highlight the date because, honestly, if a man undergoes a conversion and becomes a champion of a landmark civil rights piece of legislation, you would not expect them to keep talking like this.